Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm here with you today. I'm Janielle Hoff. I'm glad you tuned into this at whatever time, whether live or recorded, the energy's always going. So whether we do activations, move energy, or shift, that will happen to you as you listen. So let's tap in today. I want to talk about healing yourself. Like, what if? Let's play an imaginary world for a minute. And what if there was no longer any healing you needed to live your best life now, to do the things that you want to do? Do you notice that sometimes we get stuck in a healing process? Like, oh, I need to heal this. Oh, I got to heal from that. Oh, I must heal this from my past too. And this was awful. And that was this. And do you hear all those stories of healing? Well, in those stories of healing comes a victim. And the victim is whether you create the story for secondary gain, for justification, for could be for revenge, could be for justice. Like, there's many, many reasons why we hold the victim mentality of why something hurt, harmed, or devalued us, right? Traumatized us. And I'm not saying there's not traumas in the world. There are. But there's also a time where you step into a new energy to say, you know, no matter what I've been through, I'm right where I am today. So whatever it was and didn't take me out, right, didn't kill you, it may have harmed you in some way, but you're still here. You still have your faculties. You still have your modalities to work in. You still have your life to live. So what would a life look like if you stopped healing and started living? You stopped healing the past. You stopped healing and you started creating and moving your energy into now and into now of the future of now, right? Because now is all we're promised. Now is all we have. But in this now moment, what choices, what actions, and what ways do you want to be different? Maybe you come out of a relationship, so your heart's very guarded. You're the only one that can say, I'm going to take a chance again. You're the only one to say, well, that person's not that person, so it's not going to be the same result because I'm going to interpret different. I'm going to be different. I'm going to show up differently. And as you're making these choices, you're empowering you. You're empowering the healing of you by making different choices in the now, right? If you've worked through abuse in the past, whether physical, mental, emotional, sexual, whatever that abuse topic was, when you rise above it and you see what the abuse brought you into, see what it let you see about yourself. Man, I was strong to get through that. Or I didn't even know that was abuse. And now I can live differently. Light and awareness comes change. And awareness comes now to make that decision. Right? You can make a better choice. You can do something different than your past choices. You have all the free will to do that. But what we do or what we've got hung up on in the 3D energy world or the earth world is to, oh, poor me, I need to heal my past, or I have anxiety from all of this, and so I can't do this. But do you realize that you can heal your own anxiety? You can heal your own body. Healer, heal thyself. You'll hear that in many spiritualities, many religions. But the truth is you are your own healer. And when you decide that you're no longer going to have to heal or be a victim or move that old energy, it just is what it is, because you're not changing it. Do you know what you're doing? You're actually removing the emotional story. And when you move that emotional story and you move the emotion, the energy off of that story, what happens to it? It's not that it didn't happen, but you're not giving energy to it to make an excuse or to one more thing before I can enjoy life, or I can't be happy because. Don't use your past as an excuse. Use your now to create differently. And you do know differently. You could read a book to know differently. You can sit with yourself and ask, what do I need to know differently this time? If it's a relationship, or why is that holding on to me when I no longer need that, or I've already been through it? Sometimes our emotions get stuck into the story, right? And then that story ramps up and builds, and poor me comes through, or my mother was horrible, or this person did this, and all these things, right? That's looking outside yourself. I want you to flip yourself inside out and look how strong you were to get through everything you got through to this point. Everything, anything you journey through, take a moment. Wow. Look how powerful you are. Look how energetically alive you are to get through all of this. Whatever it was. And even if you had the best childhood and you have the best, and you're still not making it, you're still not playing your best, you're still attached to something that says you're less than or you can't. And that's the energy we want to shift. I want to shift you out of that healing modality and step you into this energy of creation, of using your imagination, of maybe you do use your past to empower others, but you don't do it from a victim side. You do it more from an interest of, I've survived this and you can too. And even saying survive means something like we're about to get taken out, right? So, no, we lived it. And we lived to tell it. And it's okay. Nothing can steal your joy unless you allow it. And that's where healing and victimization and all that psychological, that whole industry, right? There's a whole industry now of healing. And it's like, wow, that's almost as big as the beauty industry. What are we doing? Well, as long as you can keep people in need or victimization, you can keep them what? Attached. Here's your goal. Not to need anything outside yourself to heal yourself. To truly work with your energies within you. It's not to say you don't have counselors and people helping you along the way. But if we're still talking about fifth grade and you're 50 years old, something's got to give. That no longer serves purpose in your world. But as long as you allow it to serve purpose, or as long as you hold that energy to serve purpose, you're giving energy to it. What you give energy to expands. So that means focus, attention, anything you give that energy to, you're expanding into. And so you got to say, why? Why? Why am I holding that? What's it doing for me? Secondary gain is not always relevant. Like, it's not always there for you to see. You kind of got to dig. Why do I want to hold this story? What's that give me if I do this? If I keep in this story, what do I not have to do? Or what am I receiving from this? And it can be many, many things. But I would take a moment and write down your list. Maybe it's, I'm done with relationships because I always get hurt. Or I've had this abuse and, you know, it gives me this. I don't have to show up for this now, or I can be this way. You don't need justification if you're living in truth. And a lot of healing work goes back to justifying. Why did that happen? Why did that person, you know? And the truth is, somewhere on your journey, in your soul contract, you agreed to go through that. And I know that sounds cold because you're like, why did I deserve to go through that? But going through something taught you something. And, you know, to use myself as an example the best, I could do that. I could do that through sexual abuse, drug abuse, whatever, right? But when I look back, because I've done the work, I've decided to create forward, I'm no longer healing through the past, right? The victimization is gone. Like, it was relevant in the moment, and then we clear it. So what is relevant to you today that you need to bring forward? Probably not much. You can empathize with people that's gone through what you've gone through, right? But you also know there's a way out. And the way out is not giving energy to it. It's that simple. Choice and change is in the moment. If you hear 30 days, 60 days, you know, hear me say that. Change happens now. Change happens the moment you make the decision for change to happen. It's not a fight. It's not a struggle in your mind. You've learned that. You learn that through the media. You learn that through patterns of universe, through other people. How many times did so-and-so go on a diet and then ate the cake anyway, right? They battled in their mind. There wasn't a battle in their mind. They created the battle. You create what you experience. So if you're going to pull back and say, knowing that you're okay, whew, I'm just okay. I'm okay in this moment right here. What happens to every story, angst, frustration? Whew, it clears. And you are okay. And yes, things will happen and it'll bring up. But heal it in the now, right? Like heal it as it comes. Don't go back digging. Well, I must do this because 5, 10 years ago this happened. No, you do this because you're choosing to. And if you want to do something different, then choose differently. Don't complicate the simple. When we talk about the childlike mind or the childlike behavior, what we're telling you is to go into simplicity. Simplicity of knowing you. Simplicity of living life. Doesn't mean life can't be lived large and big and have all these responsibilities. There's still a simplicity to it, right? If you're in the drama and chaos and you're still pulling outside yourself for others' attention, for needing to know something outside of you, right? If you're really creating your reality and you're going to create your circle of friends and your circle of events, what does it look like and what's not there? Focus on what is there because the universe does not negate. So if it hears this has happened, this will happen again because that's what you put out there, right? And so if you're having resistance around people, places, things, or you have a strong passion against something, I want you to flip that passion and say, then what am I for? Because resistance will never win. Resistance will always push back. And people have resistance of letting go because a substance or a person does something for them. That's why they keep them in their life, right? Or this event occurred and now I need to act differently or be differently so that doesn't create again. Doesn't mean if you were physically abused, you're just going to take it. It means you're going to make different choices to get out of the situation. But if you just sit there and be the victim of it, then you're just in this pattern of energy. And so we're going to release the old patterns of energy that used to heal you and used to work for you that no longer work for you. And we're going to release that clear down into the mitochondria of your DNA through all energy fields. Releasing it now, releasing it, releasing anything less than your highest good. And as we're doing this, a lot of you are going to feel ramped up energy come through your body of excitement or just rapidness or clearing or lightness. Because when you shift that out, life begins to happen again. You're not stuck on that story. What do you want to do now? Not what did you do 10 years ago. What do you do now? Now. Your memory was made for patterns to be remembered, not for information, data, and what the world has fooled you for, right? It's to remind you that when you learn symbolization, your mind remembers symbolization so that you know that's a door and that's a window or whatever. But a lot of us have our memories stuck in old ways, in old past. So if you're going to move your memory with you, you're going to remember the moment of now and as you're going through it. And the more you live in this, the more you're going to love it because you're creating you. And you're not stuck in what happened 2 days ago, 10 days ago, right? If you chose to come through a traumatic life, it's because you know you could got through it. Your soul knew you could take it. You can move forward. It's not about deserving it. It's not about right or wrong, good or bad. It's about I went through this experience. And I've come out in a new way. Focus on the positives that brought you. Well, I know not to be around this type of person anymore. Or I know when this happens, I'm going to safety. You learn through these events. You learn what you need. But you don't have to stay in learning of past events. You already got your message. If you haven't, then look at it and say, what does this teach me about me? What does this tell me about me? And as you start to create forward in your life and what you do want, and you're manifesting in the now, you're asking and receiving, what's going to happen? Ask your past to be released. And just imagine that you dropped down on earth today, but you know everything you know. What would change? What would not show up? Who would not show up? What would you be doing and not doing? You can create that reality as you heal yourself in the now. When you get emotionally triggered, that's a sign that something's still attached. So a lot of people use EMDR. There's all kinds of modalities to release triggers. But the easiest one is that when you're triggered, what does this really mean to me? Why am I reacting this way? What fear did it hit? Or what boundary did it create to go, whoa, wait a minute. We're not judging it. We're saying look at it to see where it comes from. And then ask that to release. That's no longer valid. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When you start working with the symbols and words of your mind, with your body, you're going to learn so much healing has already happened. Because it did. You only bought into the story of hurt because someone told you that hurts. Do you remember that? You didn't know hurt until someone created it to say that hurt. And the truth is you have to make that decision in the mind somewhere if something hurts or not. If you think about people's pain tolerance, like some people take so much more physical pain than other people, it's because they have a belief in their mind that they can handle that, and they can handle that, and they can handle it, and they can handle it until the point of, okay, I can't handle that. That's the limit. Where have you reached your healing limits? Where do you feel like I can't get any further because this happened? And if I could move this, my life would change. Well, stop focusing on this for a moment and focus on is now and see what you create differently. See what creates differently in your reality. Let go of the victimization. Let go of the old healing stories. Yes, we've all been through things. Yes, your soul came here to journey through a physical body. And everything you've gone through is on purpose. Has to be or wouldn't happen. But to find the bigger purpose is to find the meaning of success in it, not the victimization in it. But that's what the world has created. They want to keep you down, victimized, sad, drugged up, dummied down, right? But with all this new heightened energy coming to Earth, and it's been coming to Earth for years, not just because it's relevant now, but when you see these new bodies and these higher minds that keep coming in, and we want to label them, and we want to make them autism or this or that or whatever, you're just limiting why they're here. You're putting them in a box that makes you comfortable. I'm saying take off the box today. Step outside the bounds of what you knew. Make a new choice. And as you make a new choice, you'll discover something new in you. And as you discover that, tears will flow. Passions will create. Life will change. It has to. So you create a new action for you. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results, but move 1 degree over, half a degree different, and you'll get a different result. Right? We're not here to be robots. We're not here. Shine your uniqueness, but shine it through the blessings of you, not through the victimization of you. Your story holds power because you give it power, but you also tell the story. And you also decide to play in it because that's where the mind goes. When you start telling a story, the mind relives it loud and clear because it knows it. But if you quit playing that story and you quit showing up in those playgrounds, what's going to happen? Story is no longer relevant. So if you're seeking for recovery or for not doing something that you used to do, you don't go around talking about what you can't do. You start focusing on what you can do, what you want to do, what life is giving you, breath, chance, new beginnings, whatever those words are for you. Take them deeply from your soul, from your center, and say, this is me. I'm shining outward now. I'm no longer curled up in victim mentality. And the victim in me can release because it no longer serves my best and highest good. Let that energy permeate through your body, through your mind. You may even have to go back and listen, and that's fine. The energy's running for you. It's clearing, and it's opening, and it's lightening all the blocks, as you call blocks, all the stuck energy. And stuck energy is just where you're focused, but you can't see past it. I can't see past the pain. I can't see past knowing this. Play with your imagination. What if you did? What would life be like? what would it be for you? And this can go as far as your abundance, your money, your living situation, whatever in life. Can you see yourself traveling the world? I can only see me traveling in the States. Okay, well, let's broaden that. Broaden that and use that. Broaden this. Open this so I can see more, I can feel more, I can know what I'm choosing through joy. And when you create through joy, healing already happens, right? Because energy can't hold the same space. So you have to pick to be hurt, harmed. You have to pick that story to hold on to. Let go of your stories and start creating your today. Some of you like to imagine that you're writing your own movie. Okay, write it. Play out that part. God, universe, source will match you right where you are. It'll bring you what you need. The universe never says no because it doesn't know what no is. It just knows yes, 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 this, 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 right? That's why I always say, when you say, I want a guy that's not like this, you're going to get a guy that's like that because that's what you put out. No, not never is not in the universal terms of our energy. All that does is create a resistance, and what resists persists. So as you move that through quantum physics and you move that resistance in your body, and we're going to go down and we're going to do a neuro reset of your resistance, bringing that right down your spine, clearing out any resistance at the core of you. Clearing out all resistance at the core of you. And resistance can be as simple as, I don't want to do laundry today. Okay, well, don't focus on not doing laundry. Do something else. Don't sit there and think about not doing laundry, because then you just create it, right? Like, you can keep this in simple terms, but use it for big things in your life or what you deem as big in your life. But we want to keep the simplicity of it. And as that energy is going up and down your spine, and it's resetting, and it's releasing the nevers and the nots and the oh my gosh and all those things that you built resistance into, that you can now allow to just be. Your opinion's not needed, right? And your knowing is for you, not for others. Like, stay in that world for a minute and see what plays. Does it really matter if you like or not like someone? Does it really matter if you like the subject or not like the subject? No, it's just not for you. Move your energy away from it. Let it create. You didn't come here to stop anything from creating. It's going to create. Life creates. What you came here to do is create your best and highest for you. That could be in play. That could be in work. That could be in whatever realms you desire to play in. Using your gifts that you came equipped with. You came equipped with intuition. You already knew truth from false before you got here. It's just that you get in dense energy and you forget the true sense of who you are. And in that dense energy is where the hurt and the harm and the victimization likes to play. It even feels heavy in people's body when they're depressed because they're suppressing. They're suppressing joy, which means they're suppressing what? Anger, right? And as we move that out of the body, because anger is a false protection of a true reality. And you stay joyful in the moment of everything you're going through, it seems lighter. So now that you're playing tricks on your mind, you're choosing a new way to look. You're choosing, and you will be in awareness of things coming in, if they're right for you or not for you. Like, this is where you can play. This is where you can use your life and be that light that you want to be. And we're moving that through your body, grounding that energy through your systems, your emotional reset, to say, I'm okay, I'm here, I'm okay. When I choose happiness today, I choose joy today, I choose peace today. And when you start choosing that, that's what shows up in your life, because that's what you're giving energy to. And then when something over here goes, well, outside of peace, you're like, not for me. And you move right into your peace. Now, if you jump in that playground, then you're outside of peace, and you'll create in that. There are no judgments. There are no boundaries or barriers. You're the free will of you. And when your free will decides that I'm ready to willingly create my life instead of rehashing my life over and over and over of everything I did, good, bad, right, or wrong, because it doesn't really matter. It's already happened. You already got through it. You'll begin to live a life that you create of joy in your choices and not the choices through others. And you create a centering with yourself. And this centering is what helps you stay in peace and stay in creativity and stay in flow. You don't keep looking at the problem to get a solution. You let go of the problem and let the solution come in. Right? If I'm looking at a blue car, blue car, blue car, it's not going to turn red. I can will it to turn red. I can imagine it looking red. But until I move my focus to a red car, this car is going to stay blue. So in intention, intentional living, intentional knowing is saying I'm in peace to know and all that is just is. We don't have all these rules and regulations. You can drop the boundaries that you think protect you. And you can get out there and play your life in a happy way. Not caring what other people think, because it's not their thoughts that create your reality unless you allow it to. Don't give people power over you. As soon as you go into victim, whoever you're blaming the victim just took your power. So in the healing of now, you stay powerful and you stay present and you start creating from here, no matter what's happened. If you listen to people's stories, you'll hear them say, yeah, I grew up in that, but I didn't let it get me. I powered through. I got through. I saw a different pathway. Ask for a new pathway. Pathways are always creating in your mind. And so if you want a new pathway, you ask for it. Please send me a new pathway. Please give me awareness of a new pathway to get through this, to move this, to experience this. That's where the change and the magic happens. And if you're struggling with this, I would love to work with you. I would love to work with you. Because I know you can do this. I know there's a bigger you in there that's ready to come out and do your passion and your work. And it may have nothing to do with your victimization, but you have gifts within you that you're ready to share. And your gifts will sustain and support you. I would love to hear from you. JanielleHuff.com has all the contact information, social media, however you want to connect. Let's connect and create for you the life that you desire. Outside of victimhood, outside of all the blame, letting that all go. And as you're neurally resetting, take a deep breath. And as you exhale, all that old energy releases out of you, transforms. It transforms into peace. It transforms into peace, peace, peace. So much peace that even if you try to go back and find the story, you're like, what? Why would I even want to go back there? Doesn't even feel right. Because this neural reset has reset your heart intention. It has reset you to you. Sit in your soul, right? Put your heart and your soul in play today. Create what you desire today. Create from you your highest and best. Let go of healing the past. Step into now. Step into your power. And your past will release its power over you. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.